What does it mean to say that God cannot, could not have created a more perfect creature than this woman whom we celebrate, honor in a very special way today? What does that mean? How is it that God, who is infinite, in creating a finite creature, could not have created someone more perfect, a creature more perfect? How is this? It's astonishing to think of this. Are we thus to place a limit on God, who is infinite? How is this possible? Saint Maximilian said that we have hardly begun to understand the mystery of the Immaculate Conception. That's why he wanted to start up an academy, a university, the Immaculatum, he called it, because he realized that we understand very little, next to nothing, about the goodness of this creature, nor of the goodness of the one who created her. That's what we celebrate today. Because we cannot put any limits on the perfection of God. Now, some saints will tell us that this creature, Mary, being a true creature, one of us, daughter of Adam, is really closer to God than she is to us in a certain way. Her perfection is such that she more resembles God than she does us. And yet the thing is this, that God blesses us through her. So he approaches us through her, and in that way, she draws close to us. So on the one hand, it seems that, as some would suppose, almost unreachable, almost out of reach. But those who think that way have it turned upside down, see. It's really God who comes close to us. He condescends to come close to us through her. He who is unfathomable, he who is on the supernatural plane, he who is infinite, now can be comprehended by us, remaining a mystery, but in a certain way can be comprehended. He takes flesh of this woman. He who has seen me, Jesus tells us, has seen the Father. What then does it mean to comprehend, contemplate this woman who becomes the mother of God, whom we have barely come to understand? But to the degree that we come to understand, to know her, that's the degree that we come to somehow grasp something of the mystery of God himself. And not only did God not choose another way whereby we can come to grasp him, to understand him, but as we have alluded to, he could not have chosen a more perfect way. See, love knows not how to ration itself. God never gives in half measures. Love always gives the best of itself, never the worst of itself. When we attempt to love, how often do we give the best of ourselves? How often, even when we try, do we succeed? But God always succeeds, always, for all time. Because this creature who is born in time is called blessed by all generations. And that blessing is reserved for all generations. Whoever at least grasps this begins to understand how he must return to God. First of all, he understands that he can return to God by a marvelous design of the Creator. But now that God has opened up the way, we have a choice. God doesn't force us to choose his ways. He leaves it always open to us. We can choose or no. But who chose first? Love chooses first. That's what the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians explains to us. That we have been chosen in Christ. He has blessed us in Christ, so he has chosen to bless us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, not some, but all perfection, every spiritual blessing. But who has every spiritual blessing? Who has been accorded that? The one whom the angel addressed as full of grace. And he chose us in him. First, you see, he chose his most holy mother, most perfectly. And he chooses us in Christ and in Mary. Meaning that if he chooses us in this most perfect creature, there is no blessing lacking that he reserves for us. There is no more perfect way. This is the almost incomprehensible goodness of God in our regard. But if God makes a choice, and if it is that we are left free to choose one or the other, what must we choose and how must we choose? God chose one way to bless us. Which way must we choose in order to accrue these blessings? To make these blessings fruitful in our regard? We have one choice to make, don't we? We must return to God in the same way that he has come to us, through this woman whom he has filled with all graces. It is apropos, is it not, that we celebrate the first profession of a friar today here at Our Lady of Guadalupe in Griswold. On this day, typically these professions happen, as I'm sure you're aware, on September 8th in the United States, but today it happens on December the 8th, and I'm sure that Fra Charbel is thankful that his visa was a little delayed last year. Otherwise, he would have made profession on September 8th, too. So we have someone who, and I hope that Fra Charbel does not take this the wrong way, but as the Pope quipped when he became the Holy Father, that he came from the ends of the earth, that's the way that we perhaps view those coming from the other side of the world. I know because I made the long trip down there, and it's literally halfway around the world from here. So geographically, at least from this part of the world, it seems like one comes from the ends of the earth. And yet, is there a place geographically that's too far for God to reach, to call? Is there too heart that's too far from God? Is there a heart too far from God that God cannot reach? We celebrate today what it means to make a choice totally for God and how to make that choice. And it has been revealed to us in these days, in these last times, you may say, in this approximate century and a half following the dogmatic proclamation of the Immaculate Conception, that we understand better than the generations before us how this is to take place. We come to understand more perfectly this creature, and we understand better how we must perfectly respond to God in this way. If we do not choose this way, how is it that we are going to live our life in the way that God wishes for us to live it? Those of us who take religious profession? How is it that we will observe the evangelical councils? How do we understand them as we ought unless we permit ourselves to be taken up by the one who is the perfect creature of God, the one who understands perfectly what it means to be poor, to be chaste, to be obedient? This is the one who understands all and who lived all, who gave all, who was generous without reserve. I will never fathom poverty, chastity, obedience properly unless first I am a child of Mary. Not the other way around. I don't first try to understand, live out poverty, chastity, obedience. I can try. I can try to do these things and then perhaps take a nice blue crayon called Mary and try to, quote unquote, Marianize these things. That doesn't quite make it perfect, though, does it? But if I lay the foundation properly of my response, then I won't have so many misconceptions to correct later on, you see, when it comes to understanding and living out obedience, poverty, chastity. First of all, I need to do what Jesus did from the very beginning, from the cross, namely, behold your mother. When he turned to Our Lady at that solemn moment and said, behold your son, you will perhaps record or remember that indeed it is not recorded that she took the disciple into her heart. It is recorded the disciple took her into his home, his heart, namely, but not Our Blessed Lady. Why? Because she already had. She already had taken him into her heart. In the moment that we understand that we must do the same prior to everything else, then everything else will fall into place just fine. If we understand this point, then we begin to come a long way toward understanding what the Immaculate Conception at least practically means for me. Why is it that we so often ration our love, our generosity? How is it that we ration ourselves? God never has, he never will. How is it then that we will learn except by being generous and imitating the disciple, taking her into our heart? How is it that we will live out what we have promised God unless we first lay that foundation perfectly? So we pray today on this solemn occasion that we will be unreserved in turning to her, permitting her to remake, so to speak, our soul, purifying us totally, purifying our memory, our intellect, our will, starting from the ground up, because that's what's needed in order to even begin to make the response, to be the sort of creatures that God has created us to be. Who does not want to be that? How can we want anything less than what God wants for us? Let us reach out for the best, the most perfect. Ask this most perfect creature to understand her better, to remove those obstacles that keep us from laying hold of her heart and taking it into our possession, making it our heart, that purified, sharing in her immaculateness, we may reach our destination. that we too may be numbered among the blessed. Praise be Jesus and Mary.